Well, we're now joined by Bradford Bulls player Caleb Aitkins. Caleb, disappointment against Warrington this afternoon. What's your thoughts on a narrow defeat?
Yeah, I'm very frustrated, to be honest. I think that was a game that we were very much in, and I think it came down to just what we did to ourselves. We shot ourselves in the foot at crucial times in the game. So, yeah, coming away from that one, pretty frustrated as a team.
What can you learn as a playing group from that sort of slow start where Warrington took control from the off, and after 10 minutes they've scored two tries and it's 10-0, and then you're chasing that scoreboard?
Yeah, that's the frustrating thing, because we talked about starting well, and then we come out in the second half and we actually started really well, and then it got to that last end of the 10 minute period in the second half and we kind of fell apart there. So we know we can be in games, it's just about sustaining ourselves in the game. So like I said, it's mixed feelings, because We never give in, we never give up, and all the boys work their asses off for each other. But it's you can only do that so much, and you've got to start translating that into some wins.
Fair to say, midway through that first half, Bradford 6-4 up heading towards half time, you certainly frustrated Warrington and sure that you can more than match them and get ahead of them.
Yeah, definitely. We always know we have it in us, you know what I mean? It's just with the way we play, I think it's about limiting errors. And then, because when we do give errors, it's about, winning those next sets after that. And I think we didn't exactly hit the nail on the head there. But I think there's a lot of positives with a lot of negatives. So it'll be a good watch tomorrow when we have a review.
How do you assess your personal performance? Certainly at the back, a number of try-saving tackles to keep Warrington at bay.
Yeah, I suppose it just goes like with the team performance, a lot of ups and downs. I think I did some bits like that. Well, but then, you know what I mean, I think there was a lot I could have done better, especially with ball in hand and things like that. So, yeah, just looking forward to getting to York already in a couple of weeks.
It was your 150th appearance, a special landmark today. You're only the only ever present in the Bradford Bulls side this season.
Yeah, I seen that the other week. Yeah, I'm the only one that's played all the games. So, yeah, it's been a pretty turbulent time. So, just happy to... be picked each week, I guess.
Just spoken to Kurt Haggerty in the press conference. He's given you a lot of praise. Obviously, you've not had too much experience at Super League level, but you know, he's praising how you're adapting and really growing now into that fullback role. Is that something you're feeling yourself?
Oh yeah, definitely. I love the way he coaches and the way we play. I think there's a lot of things that suited to me. So I'm just excited to, you know what I mean, continue on with the season, the back half of the season, and get some more W's on the board.
Obviously, 2 week rest now, the Challenge Cup. This allows everybody to rest, recuperate, and hopefully get some of them 13 injured players back.
Oh, definitely, yeah. So I think it's a much needed break for the playing crew. So I think we'll assess it tomorrow, have a good training on Wednesday, and then we get a bit of time off there. So. Yeah, good to get away and have a mental refresh.
And a big game against York at Oddsall. Obviously, the two newly promoted sides clashing there.
Yeah, I know. That's a good one, eh? So that's one we have down in the calendar. So, yeah, we got to be up for it, because, you know what I mean? They always put their front foot forward too. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that in the next couple of weeks.
Caleb, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Cheers,
mate.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Nick the Game Caller Gledhill.